Much of the knowledge we use to navigate the world comes from what others have told us. Without the implicit trust that we place in human communication, we would be paralyzed as individuals and cease to have social relationships. We get so much from believing, and there's relatively little harm when we occasionally get duped, says Tim Levine, a psychologist at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, who calls this idea the truth default theory. Being hardwired to be trusting makes us intrinsically gullible. If you say to someone, "I am a pilot," they are not sitting there thinking, "Maybe he's not a pilot. Why would he say he's a pilot?" They don't think that way, says Frank Abagnale Jr., a security consultant whose cons as a young man, including forging checks and impersonating an airline pilot, inspired the 2002 movie Catch Me If You Can. This is why scams work, he says, because when the phone rings and the caller ID says it's the Internal Revenue Service, people automatically believe it is the IRS. They don't realize that someone could manipulate the caller ID. Robert Feldman, a psychologist at the University of Massachusetts, calls that the liar's advantage. People are not expecting lies. People are not searching for lies, he says. And a lot of the time, people want to hear what they are hearing. We put up little resistance to the deceptions that please us and comfort us, be it false praise or the promise of impossibly high investment returns. When we are fed falsehoods by people who have wealth, power, and status, they appear to be even easier to swallow, as evidenced by the media's credulous reporting of Lochte's robbery claim, which unraveled shortly thereafter. Researchers have shown that we are especially prone to accepting lies that affirm our worldview. Memes that claim Obama was not born in the United States, deny climate change, accuse the U.S. government of masterminding the terrorist strikes of September 11, 2001, and spread other so-called alternative facts, as a Trump advisor called his inauguration crowd claims, have thrived on the internet and social media because of this vulnerability. Debunking them does not demolish their power, because people assess the evidence presented to them through a framework of pre-existing beliefs and prejudices, says George Lakoff, a cognitive linguist at the University of California, Berkeley. If a fact comes in that doesn't fit into your frame, he says, you'll either not notice it, or ignore it, or ridicule it, or be puzzled by it, or attack it if it's threatening.